All right.
Good old Bobby. We like Bobby. Especially when he comes bearing snacks. Yeah.
Food is always good.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Amen. We serve a good God. Amen.
Amen.
He loves us. And, you know, I want to talk about tonight, just don't lose in focus. Moving forward, there's a lot of distractions. You know, the Bible talks about in the New Testament, there's just, you know, distractions going on. And that's really, the devil is all about distractions. And we look at, I want to first look at Genesis, while we're talking, Genesis chapter, I didn't write it down here, but I know what it is. There you go. Grab your Bibles, everybody. Genesis. And we'll go with chapter 6. Chapter 6. And I'm reading out of King James. I just like the way the King James reads this one. I got other translations. But, you know, Jesus told us there in the New Testament that if we're going to understand the end times, we've got to look at the days of Noah. And we just... didn't know last, we were gone obviously last week, and hey, can you hand me that drink? Can you hand me that to me? Can you hand that to me, please? Thank you.
She's drinking all of it.
Yeah, I'll keep a little bit of it here. But we had the opportunity to go to Noah's Ark out in Kentucky. I know that, I don't know, that Chloe's been there and some other folks been there. And it's very interesting to see. We were just sharing and talking before church. Some of us were about the experience. And, you know, it's so supernatural because one of the emphases I took from the ark was the exhibit. And it's just a massive, it's just humongous, the ark. But, you know, God just told Noah what to do, and he engineered everything. It's really fascinating to think about that Noah had to design airflow. He had to design flow for the water for the animals, the feeding of the animals, removal of waste for the animals. It was a very complex organism that Noah designed. And I don't know if you saw the pictures of us, but I've seen it. It's just, I mean, the replica of that is so massive. And just to see what he did. And, you know, here's another thing to take away. Noah was obedient. And look what obedience brought us. So again, it's just such a massive testimony. But the interesting, one of the part, the ark was great. But one of the main things was, there was a, when you go in the ark, and it won't be a spoiler alert for you, but in the ark, in the walls of the ark, they have little rooms where kind of you can go in and observe, and they have different things that you can look at. But one of the things, they had a little kitty. And they had a room full of little books with Noah's Ark stories. And it was all, you know, the cute little stories with Noah's Ark and all the animals. And that's all it was just full of. And the thing that they got across was, if we're focused on the animals and not the purpose of the Ark. And the purpose of the Ark was to, that there was evil in the world. And that God had to bring righteousness. That's the main thing, yeah.
They had a huge sign that said, it's not a fairy tale.
Right.
Like the, you know, the way sometimes it's displayed to kids.
Right. So this scripture really sums up the days of Noah. Jesus talks about it too. He says, end times, what are you going to see? Go back to the days of Noah.
Right.
And then we're going to see the end times. Well, we look at Genesis chapter 6, and we'll start with verse 1. And it says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and there were also after that, where the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they had bare children to them, and same became mighty men which were of old men of renown. Now, this is what's going on. So what do we see here? We see that, they're multiplying. We see the giants in the land, which what does that represent? It represents polluted DNA, right? That means that sons of men or sons of God, or we can say fallen angels, they polluted the DNA of mankind. Why is that so important? Because our DNA has got to be pure and holy for Jesus to come. He cannot be half something and half something else. His DNA has to be purely what it was set off to be between Adam and Eve. And you see, the devil's trying to come in and pollute things, trying to destroy things. We also see here in verse 5, and God saw that what the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Here's something interesting too. Now, there's a couple places in the Bible where God says that it repented him to making mankind. One here, and then also when he was dealing with his people Israel, when they were coming out of Egypt. Right? They were called stiff necks, and God was like, kind of wished I wouldn't have done this now. You know? There in Deuteronomy, he issues the people Israel a bill of divorcement. Right? Kind of like, I'm through with you. I brought you out of this, and this is how you treat me. Verse 6, and it says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Here we go. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Why? Verse 9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just and man and perfect in his generation. And what? Noah, everybody say, walked with God.
Noah walked with God.
He walked with God. Now, there's some delineation here between when you're walking with God, there is no room for wickedness. There is no room for perversion, right? You're either for me or against me. Jesus said, you're either hot or cold. There's no in between. And so, excuse me, when we look at this, we're seeing similar things now that Noah dealt with back then. And it's only increasing. Now, when the Bible says, and I believe the Bible at its word, don't you? When it says that these people think of evil continually. Well, and you know, too many, I'll just back up here. When we look at verse 7, and we're going to have some of these people, they're going to squeal, and they're going to say, in verse 7 it says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. People will sit back and go, well, how can God be a good God and destroy the earth? Well, let me tell you something. If you're thinking of nothing but evil continually, you will cannibalize yourself. It will be a matter of time before you destroy yourself. And you'll destroy everything good around you, is what we're seeing right now, right?
Yep.
Hello? I mean, we're seeing the churches, we're seeing Democrat governors, we're seeing Democrat mayors. They're coming out and they're coming against people from meeting in churches. They're coming and they're saying, we're going to arrest you for this. And it's only going to get worse, guys. I'm just telling you right now. I'd say spoiler alert, but it's only going to get worse, right? So we're seeing these things. You know, I was, interesting thing. I'm not a real, was it Kanye West? Is that his name, Adrian?
Kanye
West. Okay. Yeah, whatever. You can tell I don't listen to his music or anything. But I guess he's a rapper, right? He repented, got born again. He's running for president. Doesn't have a chance, but whatever. So I've never listened to his music. But one of the things that struck me, but he's become born again. He's on fire for God. He's doing some amazing, he's really doing some amazing things. He's reaching people I can't reach, right? And which is good. And so my hats to him. He gave this emotional, maybe some of you saw it online, but he gave an emotional speech about how his parents almost aborted him, crying and sobbing, and then him and his wife contemplated on aborting their first daughter, and how he so was grieved by it, and he almost wasn't here, and his daughter was almost here. And then he had people on the news saying that he's mentally ill.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is the sick stuff that we live in, where people who are generally pouring their heart out that abortion and you know, crying because he was almost and his first daughter was almost. And as a dad, crying out for your baby girl, that could have been circumstantial, and saying that someone's mentally ill. This is the society we're living in right now, guys. This is the days of Noah, where we don't talk about his heartfelt, you know, cry for his daughter and his heart that he loves. His now he's got other kids, but that he's so grieved in his heart that he almost lost his daughter to this, that the world is calling him mentally ill. Well, and the main thing is they're scared to death of Kanye West because of a couple of things. Because he's exposing racism that he's called out. And also, too, when you got a black person that is standing up for righteousness and calling out these things, it's very scary to some political people, right? So we want to put him down as much as possible. But to go as far as to say that he's mentally ill because of his heartfelt of his little baby girl that he almost lost her to this, that shows you the nation we're living in, right? It shows you that people that are so sick and disgusting and they're so bloodthirsty for these things, they have no conscience. And they're, just like the scripture says, like Ephesians talks about, or Romans, the first chapter, that these first, it's Romans 1, 26, 25 through 28, and it says that these people have been turned over to a reprobate mind. What that means is they're void of judgment. They don't have the ability anymore to discern right and wrong. And so, so we're seeing these things where people are coming out, and we're also seeing other people that are being born again that are coming out, and they're being attacked for these things, right? So again, we're seeing people in the world that have no spiritual discernment whatsoever. And if you've watched the Kevin Zedai thing that I had shared with Adrienne, and then she, I was watching it, I'm like, you got to see this. We got to get this out to people. He is saying things that I've been saying for years, things I've been getting in prayer from the Lord on just where we're going. But here's the thing. When people watch the news, they're only seeing things with natural eyes. They're not seeing or discerning things spiritually, what's going on behind the scenes, okay? So when we're seeing things and we're seeing people that are doing things, you know, again, when it comes back to we can riot, and the hilarious thing is, you know, these are peaceful protests. They're wonderful things that are going on, and there's burning buildings in the background. I mean, are you kidding me? Do we think we're that stupid? No, we're not. And so that's why we know it's a propaganda. And there was Jeremiah Johnson talking about a demonic force, demon appeared to him. And he says, where are you getting all the power? And he goes, through the media. They're the ones giving us the power. And so we need to stay focused on what the word says. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 23. And what it is getting your mind renewed. We have people in this nation, their mind is not renewed, right? And let me tell you something about being a born-again Christian. You've lost your ability to choose anymore. Well, I think this, and this is my opinion. Paul said, I am a slave unto Christ. A slave doesn't have opinions. They don't have... Now, it doesn't mean you don't have opinions. You don't, I like these clothes. I like this food. I like this. I like this baseball team. We're not talking about that, right? We're talking about we've lost the ability. We have forfeited that over to Christ. See, we think everything in the flesh is just natural desire. You know what doctrines of demons are when it talks about their... In the New Testament, anything that goes against Christ, right? Yeah. Anything that goes against Christ. Well, I'm going to vote for who I want to. No, you don't. You don't. I lost that ability when I rededicated myself back to Jesus, right? Well, I'm going to vote for this person. No, what is the person that has the most biblical, they're fighting for the most biblical principles, and what do we think God wants us to do, right? So again, we're slaves under Christ. If you're a true Christian, again, many people, they're in name only. So, you know, it's like a club. Well, I'm a Christian. and they're doing all this ungodly stuff. Proverbs 6:16 says, "These six things does the Lord hate, yea, seven are abomination unto him." Now, I want you to look at these right now. This list, we can go through almost the entire thing, and we see this on the nightly news. And these are abominations, right? And guess what? When I was growing up, you know, in church, you know, preachers wouldn't talk about certain things because we know certain congregation they vote this way or they'll vote this way or they'll vote this way. I'm telling you right now, I am a spokesperson for the Holy Spirit, and I don't really care what people think, and that's probably why we don't have 9,000 people here. But if I am commissioned by the Holy Spirit to speak truths out of the Word, it doesn't matter. It needs to be said, right? We need to hear the truth, and we need to walk in the truths. These six things the Lord hates, and seven are abomination in Him. verse 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, here we go, and hands that shed innocent blood. Wow, we're seeing all these things, aren't we? Verse 18, a heart that devises wicked imaginations. Wow. And we've been seeing this the last 4 months. Feet that be swift in running to mischief, right? God hates people that are going around stirring up trouble, right? He doesn't hate them, but it's an abomination to him, right? And then also, too, you know, feet, also hands that shed innocent blood. You know, we see about a million babies every year being shed innocent blood. And there's a curse on this nation. You don't believe me, you look at the Old Testament and you'll see nations that did this. It's called Moloch and other false gods. They have a fire, and you'll see these images, and they would throw these little ones in there, and it's sick and it's disgusting, and it is an abomination to the Lord. A false witness that speaks lies, it's all over the place. He that sows discord among the brethren. My son, keep my father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon your heart and tie them about your neck. What is he saying here? You've got to take these truths and you've got to put them in you. You've got to have them in front of you. Why? Because deception is here. Deception is all around us. Verse 22, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. And when you sleep, it shall keep you. When you're awake, you shall talk with thee. Right? For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. What does this mean? The Lord's word is going to show us the way. It's going to be a light in darkness. We've got to stick with the word in the dark times. That's why the Nazis, I had my step-grandfather, Pete Salamanca. I had to do this thing in college. It's called interpersonal communication. And what it was he gave my professor at the time, and went to California, he was my step-grandfather. And during that time, he says, you got to interview, you know, some people of your generation, you know, people that have, you know, some of them. So I interviewed my grandfather and then him. And he was in a Nazi concentration camp in World War II. He was a scout, and they had a lifespan of about, he was Aztec Indian, so he's full-blooded Aztec Indian, right? And his job in the army was him and three other guys would go up, and they were called scouts, and they would scout for, they were in Germany, and they would scout for German planes that would go all over, right? So he was on scout. He went out and did was going out and you know, went and did some guard duty. Him and his three guys were there. He went out. When he came back, the Nazis had arrested his guys, and he got arrested by the Nazis. So they went to a Nazi concentration camp, right? What is a Nazi concentration camp? It's also re-education camp. They're brainwashing them the entire time, trying to anyway. Well, it didn't work, right? And what do they have playing on? Your government doesn't care about you. Come, you know, submit to the Nazis. It's just the whole time, right? Because what is it? And they're trying to mentally break down our GIs during World War II. Well, he escaped. Several of them got killed along the way. But, you know, when he did all kinds of other things, they did, you know, other bad things to him in prison or in the Nazi concentration camp. But during that time period, they were trying to break them down mentally, weren't they? What were they trying to do? Get them to question the cause. Get them to question their government. Get them to question everything. That the Germans were the good ones and everything else. We're in that time now, right? Well, you can't believe in that God stuff, that Christianity stuff. You know, how dare you want to congregate during COVID because you don't care about people? I mean, it's a lie from the pit of hell, isn't it? And so, you know, we want to be careful. You know, of course we want to be concerned. We want to be sensitive to people. But, you know, it's a lie because we can go riot. We can go get on an airplane. We can do all these other things, but we can't meet in church. Come on. We know what it is. Again, it's all propaganda. And we've got people that are God haters, a lot of these people. Because if it would be a fair playing field, then we would have nobody meeting, right? But they do have meetings, and there are other people getting together, right? You can have funerals for people that are on your political persuasion and being right next to each other, but we can't meet in for a church. So again, we're going to either obey God or man. And it's going to come down to it at some point, isn't it? Joshua 1, verse 6. Joshua 1, verse 6, right? So we got to stay focused, right? We're not going to get in fear over things. We're not going to get, you know, but what we are going to stay, we're going to stay focused, and we got to keep our mind focused on the Word. Amen. We got to be focused on Him. We got, you know, when we hear crazy things in the world being said, you know, somebody that is just so heartfelt and they're pouring out their heart about their little ones and they almost lost their little ones and they laugh at these things and call people that's you know, we don't even need to even acknowledge that, right? Yeah. We just say, this is ridiculous. We're not watching these shows anymore. We need to guard our hearts, right? The Bible says, guard our hearts. Verse 6, it says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance unto the land, which I've swore unto the fathers I've given you. Now, this is where Moses has died, Joshua's taking over, and they're going to go in and take the promised land, all right? Verse 7, it says, only be thou strong and very courageous. Now, I want you, now before this, again, I'm kind of paraphrasing here because I'm kind of condensing things. Count how many times in this chapter God says, be strong and be very courageous. Be strong, very. What is God doing? He's trying to get Joshua's thinking in line before they go. Right? He's trying to get Joshua to focus on how good God is, how good he is, and how much God has got his back, right? The devil all day long is trying to get, he's trying to lie to you all the time and say he doesn't have your back, he doesn't care about you, doesn't, whatever. That's not true. God is trying to pump Joshua up and say, I've got your back, I'm going to be there for you, just step out, don't be afraid. We got a lot of people, especially ministers and church people right now, you know, Adrian, I want you to share with, and I want to share the story you were sharing just about the lady that you, yesterday, about her faith and things like that, that you talked to at the park, just about, she hadn't been in church.
Oh,
group. Yeah.
Just, there's a new girl coming to Molly and Kate's class, and one of the other moms in the class asked someone, because she knows this lady, and her daughter was a little, you know, nervous to come to school for the first time, to meet at the park so we could, you know, get to know her and everything. And so I was there with some of these moms, and this new lady, she was just sharing how, you know, they were leaving the public school and bringing her daughter here, but she was just very, she said, I'm like a ball of nerves all the time because I feel like I'm getting judged by people because we're bringing our kids to this school because they're going to let them go to school. And, you know, the public school saying, like, you know, you're bad, kids shouldn't be in school. So she's sharing all this, and she's like, you know, my church hasn't been meeting, everything's online, I haven't been to a small group, and I don't know, or been with anyone in I don't know how many weeks. And she said, I just feel like I'm just shut down on my faith. Like, And she's just looking over here at all these public, you know, these people telling her she's bad or like judging her because she's taking her kids. And she said she saw this sign somebody had in their yard that said, "Our kids aren't lab rats." And then it just made all this anxiety come on her. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, "You know what? If I would have seen that sign, I would have just laughed." Mm-hmm. Because I said, you're getting inundated with propaganda and you're getting overwhelmed because you're over here and you just need, you know, the peace. And he's like, and other moms were like, I just feel like I'm not even acting like a Christian. Like I'm not even thinking about God mm-hmm. and his peace because I'm inundated with this. And it just was a perfect example in a time I just kind of shared that, like, you gotta stay focused on him and on the word. And none of it's backed up by data, right? Because kids hardly get it at all. Mm-hmm. But it's all fear-based. And here's people, their church isn't meeting. They've totally, you know, shut down, haven't even been focused on their faith. And now they're all just on this. Mm-hmm. And they're just living in fear. And these are Christian people that I'm sitting at the table with. And it just made me realize how much more this is affecting people.
Right.
Like she said, they haven't been functional for months. They're just so in anxiety, you know?
Yeah, and I had a friend, a gal that I went to high school with, always on Facebook, always posting really friendly, you know, "Hey, hope everything's going well and everything." And then I saw that she had this, and I was kind of scrolling through, and of course, last week, I'm not, you know, wasn't really looking at anything because I'm driving and on vacation, so I wasn't paying attention, but I just popped up right when I got back, and I was looking, and look, her face is all red, like she'd been crying. I'm like, what is going on with her? Because she's always just so cheery and everything, and she'd sent out this video about just, she was crying, and she said, "You know, everything's going on, I'm just so full of anxiety, and I'm having these heart palpitations," and she's really healthy, she exercises and everything, and I'm thinking, it's not like she has these health problems, and I just couldn't figure it out. But come to find out, she had all this anxiety because of everything that's going on. And she, her heart, now she's having heart issues, and she doesn't know what to do, and the doctors and all this other. And again, it stems back to this, keeping your mind focused, right? Now, are we saying there's no COVID-19 and we're denying it? We are not denying these things, guys. We're not. We know it's real, okay? But we got to have faith in God at some point, right? Hello? I mean, you know, yes, if people need to wear masks, they feel that's safe, good, do it. If, you know, we're not condemning people at all, and we're not saying that at all. But what we are saying is this, that this is taking a huge toll on some people, and that it's wearing on people. That's why we got to stay strong. We got to, continue to focus, keep ourselves centered on the Lord, and moving forward, right? And be the example, right? Because, you know, anytime we spend time, you know, I was meditating, just the girls were swimming. We were in a hotel, and I was just taking some time while they were swimming. I was watching them and sitting there as I was praying. And the Holy Spirit was speaking to me while I was praying. I'm watching the girls. And the Lord said, you know, think about naturally speaking a lot of people with relationships. The Holy Spirit was just speaking to me about these things. And he said, you know, I'm always excited to meet with you. And I thought to myself, why did he say he's always excited to meet with me? Because I thought about it and it instantly hit me. The Lord revealed to me. Because people aren't always excited to talk with others. You ever have that where those people, you're talking around people, of course, nobody in here, of course, but, you know, those people where you just meet them, just like, oh, dear Lord, they're like in the grocery store or something, and they come in, and you're like, oh, Jesus, please, no. Yeah. No, not today. Not them, right? We've all had those, right? You're going to, you're walking down the store, and hey, Brent, oh, hey! Yay, right? You know, you do that trick and you're like, how can I get away from this person, right? But that's not the Lord, you know? And or you'll have conversations with people and you're like, when is this going to end? You know? I mean, you've had those people before. And the Lord just, at that point, said, I'm always excited to talk to you. And let's just face it, there are some times where We're not excited to talk with our spouse. We're not excited to talk with our kids. We're not excited to talk with people around us or whatever. Whatever's going on, right? I'm tired. I'm hungry. Something's going on. But you know what? God's always got the switch flipped on. Isn't that cool? Where he is always excited to be with us. And he's always got our back. He's always there for us. And so, you know, when we're living in a world where, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. If you wear a mask, some people think you're out of faith. If you don't wear a mask and you get all the haters yelling at you, yeah. And it's like, it doesn't matter what you do, you're just a big loser. You know, that's what life is. You know, hello, where it's like, okay, you know, and you do anything. Did you wash your hands? Did you use, use any disinfectant? And so you get all the stuff, and it's just crazy. But anyway, you see the signs. Like when I walked into a store today, and it had a big. I got like two steps in, and it had this big sign: must wear a mask here. So I'm like, okay, well. I got to walk outside now and get a mask and put it on, right? So, see, everything's an inconvenience at this point. But we can still have joy, right? We can still have, you know, trust in the Lord. And that's where the Lord is telling Joshua here in the first chapter, don't be afraid, guys. Be very courageous. Why does that mean? Because God has got our back. The way has been paved. Everything is taken care of. As we move forward and we get through this junk, right, we're going to become better. Just think about it. I mean, we're flexing our spiritual muscles here. And I think about this. How many churches are probably closing after this, right? Or how many people are going to lose their faith because of this, right? Well, my church isn't meeting and, you know, we talk about faith, but they don't even have faith to open their churches, right? Or what if some places are in, you know, like California? I mean, they're not even allowing anybody there. How many people are just like, you know what? I'm just not going to go to church anymore. I'm done with this. How many of those people we're going to see casualties because of this? But it doesn't have to be us. Yeah.
By the way, some good news, John MacArthur won his lawsuit.
Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. Good.
Yeah.
So good.
Bring some good news.
Right. So, amen. Amen. And, you know, the thing of it is, too, we need to pray for, you know, like, for example, the governor of California, you know, that God would deal with him and help him. And these other mayors, you know, we're not against these people because we do, you know, care about people. But, again, there's God's agenda, and then there's man's agenda. And if somehow they don't line up, eventually they will line up. God will have his way, and it will just take some time, right? But anyway, and it says here, verse 7 again, only be thou strong and very courageous, may observe to do according to the law, all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8, here we go. This book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So, the interesting thing here is anytime we have a decision, the word of God or the ways of man or what the world says, we've got a decision to make, don't we? All the time. And I remember just on years ago, just doing things where I don't drink, and I don't try not to put myself in a position where I'm, you know, compromised or anything like that. And just working with people where I've got the decision, do I compromise because of pressure or do I not? And I love, because I always make everybody feel so uncomfortable. And it's just so wonderful, you know. But again, it's the word, right? And when I did my licensing and ordination through Rhema, that's one of the things I agreed to is I'm not going to drink alcohol. And I don't want to have the appearance of evil. So, you know, the word says, be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but what's it say? But being filled with the Spirit. There's two things. It's either can be filled with wine or you can be filled with the Spirit. I choose to be filled with the Spirit. And so when the word, when we're presented with something, we say, what's the word say here? Right? Whether that's voting, whether that's everyday life, whether that's parenting, whatever that is, marriage, we want to think work. We need to think, what does the word say? Isaiah 5:20, and I'll read this since we're kind of short on time here. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So we got to call things what they are, right? Yeah. You know, what I mean by that is when we say that, you know, unfortunately, you know, abortion is not the murder, it's a choice. That is calling good evil, evil good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I love all of the little deceptive, you know, words that they use to try to, you know, trick people into it. No, it's just, it is what it is. Hello? It's just flat out wrong. Right? Redistribution. Well, we're going to redistribute this wealth. No, you're not. You're stealing from people and you're giving to somebody else. Right? You just, it's what it is. It's theft. You're just calling it something else just so you can brainwash the people out there that aren't thinkers and that go right along with everything. Romans chapter 8, I'm going to close with this. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God or daughters of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Guys, we haven't received the spirit of fear, have we? Fear is from the pit of hell. It is demonic and it's evil. But we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Isn't that wonderful? See, what does Abba, Father mean? It means relationship. It means provision. It means love, protection, care, insight, direction. Verse 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Why is that? Why is the scripture so important? Because our spirit, our natural person says we've done wrong, we've missed the mark. You know, your flesh tells you otherwise. You get up in the morning, oh boy, the old aching back, right? We're in a fallen state, so our flesh and everything else is screaming. We're in a fallen state. But our spirit here is crying out that it's bearing witness, the Holy Spirit is bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Our spirit man pulls us back into the things of God. This world tries to consume us, tries to consume our mind and tries to consume our body and our attention. But our spirit bears witness and says we are the children of God. Verse 17, and then children, then heirs. What do heirs mean? Heirs are those who share in what the parents have, right? Heirs. I'm going to leave it to my heirs. This is so powerful right here. If you dig into this and really think about it, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Oh, that suffer. I don't like that at all. That's not comfortable. You know, Jesus never said that it's going to be a bed of roses and everything's peachy keen and we're going to float around on clouds and pop grapes in our mouth like little chubby cherubs. It ain't going to happen, right? We're going to have to go through some stuff. And the early church thought it was an honor to be persecuted. It was an honor to be persecuted. My goodness, if our meal doesn't show up in 10 minutes after we order it, we flip out, right? right? I was just spent some time in Africa. I was, you know, we think that, and it is not good, you know, especially we have food in refrigerators and we don't have power. Of course, it's terrible. We lose food. But just spending some time overseas in a third world country, it's kind of like those things are just luxuries, you know. Rich people have those things. And I was in this village, and the cool thing is they have Coke there, and it's I don't drink hardly any pop at all, but when I do, but I drink more pop in Africa than I did, like, because it had real sugar in it, baby. Ooh, you talk about none of this corn syrup junk. It was the real stuff. I mean, I was like dancing in tongues the whole time. I mean, it was heavenly. It was the good stuff. It's like, give me the good stuff. But I got to this village, and they had some there because you can't drink the water. And they actually had it cold because they drink it hot. There's no fridge. I mean, there's not a lot of refrigeration there. So the nice thing is I got this village, and they just got electricity, and, of course, they had a cooler there with some cold Cokes. And I'm like, oh, yes, I will. So, you know, we don't realize how blessed we are. And those people will walk miles and miles just to hear me teach and Vidar and just some people. They want the word, you know, and they don't care, right? And they'll do whatever it takes. And, you know, we live in a country where if the chairs aren't cushy and everything's just wonderful, awesome. And yeah, I remember our church in Oskaloosa caught on fire, and we got back into the building the first, and back then we were all wearing suits, you know, and ties and suits, and I mean, that was, you know, had to do that. So I was up there, we're all playing, you know, and there's no air conditioning. You know, pastor was like, man, we're going to get back in the building, and it was July. Or was it May? I think it was May. It was like May, June or something. And these weren't windows you can open, right? They're sealed windows and everything, and they were just trying to get the air conditioning going. They were going to get it done in a week or two. We went a couple weeks in summer, no fans, no nothing, just, right? And so, but you know what? I mean, I was like, I don't know what's going on. We can go back to the Assembly of God for a couple more weeks with air conditioning, but we were going to be in the building, and this was going to be done, and blah, 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 we're going to do it. Okay. But you know what? God moved. And he did some amazing things. It's just when we put our flesh down and just say, not my will, but thy will be done, we're, you know, and stick with him and stay focused, things are going to go well. Amen. It doesn't mean it's going to go perfect all the time, what we think and everything around us. But what it does mean is struggle may be real, but we're going to get through it. Amen. We're going to have joy in the journey. And even though people are going to freak out around us, the news media is going to go bonkers, you know, say crazy and do weird stuff and whatever, that doesn't have to affect me. It doesn't have to affect you. I like to think of it this way. I don't have to be isolated from the world, but I can be insulated from it. Mm-hmm. And we can do that with Jesus. Amen. Father, we come before you. I thank you for these precious people. Lord Jesus, I pray over all of these people, Lord God, that your grace and your mercy is upon them, Lord. I speak healing in their bodies. I speak joy and peace like never before. It doesn't matter what the world is doing. It doesn't matter what's happening. We have peace. We have prosperity. We have blessings, Lord God. We have provision, Lord Jesus. And we also pray for these people that there's more help to get more power back on in some of these places all over, Lord, and then just be supernatural and be just witty ideas coming from heaven to help out, Lord. But we thank you in the name of Jesus that we're blessed, Lord God. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, praise the Lord.